Hey, thank you for joining me for the Broken Open season, where we're talking about this transformation time for our teens and for our young adults. This is not for the weak. Today, we're talking about letting go of the dream that we had for our children, grieving that. And I would say grieving, it sounds like a heavy word, like, really, am I grieving? But yes, we're going to talk about the types of grief that parents go through during this broken open season. Sometimes the hardest part of parenting is mourning the child we imagined so that we can fully embrace the child that we have. Welcome back to Broken Open. Today we're diving into something that many parents raising ADHD teens and young adults wrestle with, but barely talk about: letting go of the dream that you had for your child. So, you know, if you're honest, and we're honest here on this podcast, if you're honest, you probably spent years holding on to a vision of who your child could be, what their future might look like. This is so normal for us as parents, right? This is what we do. We bring them here. We raise them. We have the dreams for them. Maybe it was graduating from a prestigious school, thriving in a competitive career, or just finding a life that feels predictable and safe. But raising a child with ADHD can really shift that vision for so many different reasons. The neurodiverse path doesn't always match the traditional timeline. And if you have a child with ADHD or a teen or young adult, you understand this. And the gap in between what we thought and what is can bring grief. Grief you might not even know how to name. I want to say that this grief doesn't mean that you don't love your children. Like, because there's always a pushback sometimes with this conversation. I love my child. It doesn't mean that you've given up on them. It means that as a parent, you are human and it's okay to grieve the path you imagined for them while embracing the beauty of who they are. So here's a big question for today. Are you holding on to that dream so tightly that you're missing the magic of who your child actually is? In this episode, we're going to talk about naming that grief, unpacking the pain of unmet expectations, and shifting from disappointment to acceptance, not just for their growth, but for yours too. Remember, we talked about that. This broken open season isn't just about them. It is about us as parents. Raising an ADHD teen or young adult means coming to terms with so many different things, with the reality that doesn't always match society's milestones. It's not a straight line. It's more like, I would say, like a winding road. So we're wanting it to be linear, a straight path. And most of the time, that is not what it is. And that alone, the reality that there's not a straight path for your teen or young adult with ADHD, that alone can bring on grief. Let's talk about some forms that grief may take for parents. One type of grief is the loss of the idealized future. So you might have pictured them excelling in school, walking a traditional path, but when ADHD gets in the way, missed assignments, dropped classes, or struggles in independence, it can feel like that dream slips further away. The grief of unfulfilled potential. Parents often see the brilliance and creativity in their ADHD child, but feel the heartbreak of watching their child struggle to harness it constantly. Another type of grief is the loss of shared identity. Maybe their choices don't really align with the life that you hoped they would have, or even the reflection of yourself that you saw in their accomplishments. That can feel like losing a piece of your own story. And then there can just be a grief of the changing relationships that are happening. ADHD teens, they often hyper-focus on their own world. Sometimes the parents can feel distanced or pushed away, and it can feel painful. It really can, when that connection you had with them as a child feels like it's just moving away. But here's the truth, and I know this for myself, I know this for the clients that I work with, that grieving isn't about giving up. It's letting go of the old narrative to make room for a new one. Anne Lamott said it best, expectations are premeditated resentments. This isn't about abandoning hope. It's just not. We're not leaving everything that we've ever thought, but it's about seeing your child's path clearly and showing up for them, not the version that you imagined. Here's a hard question, and I ask this question of myself. Y'all know that I have teens as well. I'm in that broken open season. I walk many parents through it. But here's a hard question that I ask myself, and I also ask my parents that I work with. Is the dream that you're holding on to really about what's best for your children, or is it tied to your own identity? What do I mean by that? For parents of ADHD kids, this is especially tricky because we've often had to advocate so much at school and social spaces that it's hard to let go of the idea that their success is tied to your effort. But let me be honest, their path is not your performance review. I've worked with parents who thought they were helping by controlling every aspect of their child's life. But what they were really doing was seeking validation for their own role as a parent. What if you gave yourself permission today to grieve what you expected so you could celebrate what's actually unfolding? So when we let go of the dream that we've envisioned as parents, we create space for something better. You know what that something better is? It's the connection that we have in this new, in this broken open season with our children. So for parents of ADHD, teens and young adults, letting go doesn't mean that we're lowering expectations. We're not lowering anything. It just means that we're shifting focus from controlling the outcomes to supporting their unique strengths. I worked with a mom once whose daughter with ADHD was struggling in college. And instead of forcing her to fit into this rigid structure, the mom began asking these questions. What do you need from me to feel supported? That small shift tuned their relationship from this battle into partnership. When you trust and accept that your child with ADHD, your teen, your young adult who's learning how to adult, when you trust and accept that teen for who they are, they start to trust themselves too. So I want you to take a moment here and think about this question. What unspoken dreams have you had for your child? What would that look like to release them? And I would even say release yourself and embrace the reality of their path. If you're navigating that shift, we're here to help. It's not an easy shift to let go of the dreams that you had for them and for your children. When I think about this particular process of being broken open, I always go back to when they're little, you know, and when we're sort of looking at them and saying, I think you have this skill. And I think this is just like I was when I was a little person and I love basketball. Oh my gosh, I'm an artist. I can see how you're holding that brush. I know that you're gonna be phenomenal. Or you really like science, so I think you're gonna be a doctor. I can see it. And then as the time begins to pass, all sorts of things happen with our children with ADHD. It's not that they can't reach their goals, but sometimes we have to be honest about their skill sets, their strengths, their abilities. We have to be honest about that and say, you can do whatever you want. You can, and they can do whatever they want, but we have to be realistic about what path they're in, what they want to do. And in this broken open season, sometimes they're letting go of the dream of whatever they had when they were 10 or when they were 12, and now they're 17 and they're dreaming a new dream. So in this process, we have to help them dream a new dream. One of the conversations that I have with parents all the time, and you know, as adults, I meet more adults that let someone else decide what their dream was when they were 18, 20, 21. And then they spent the next 20 years of their life in a dream that wasn't their own. And then, you know, we call it sometimes a midlife crisis, right? But I don't really know if I believe that. I believe that it is a coming back to oneself. I think it's a coming back to the original dream, to the original person that we knew we were before someone else sold us their dreams. When I think about this particular, you know, as adults, we don't want to force our dream on our kids for them to have a midlife crisis and decide, I always wanted to be an artist. I always wanted to travel the world. I always wanted to just talk to people. I always enjoyed coaching, but I told my parents that I would be a doctor just because that's what they wanted. We don't want to force the dream on our children and have them waste time, right? We don't want that because we know as adults what that feels like to get to midlife and think, how did I get here? This is not what I wanted. This was my mother's dream. This is my father's dream. I was wanting to appease them. And so other than, there's an alternative. There's an alternative. We don't have to lower expectations, but we have to tune in to our children, and we have to tune into who they are, not who we envisioned them to be. And I think when that happens, there's something beautiful and transformative. It's an opportunity for us to just help them pull back the curtain in a time of their life where there's so much confusion, there's so much frustration, there's so much unknown and identity challenges for them anyway. So as parents of teens with ADHD, we have such a great opportunity to look at them and help them to say, you know what? You can change your mind. You can make another decision. You may have gone down this path for the last 10 years and thought you wanted to be a soccer player, but now you changed your mind and you want to be a teacher and you want to be a coach. One of the things that I love about this conversation is that really who they are eventually is going to bubble up to the surface. And who that is going to be who they were designed to be, their purpose on the earth. So as we're moving as parents of ADHD teens and young adults, as we're moving from this parenting to coaching, what a great conversation. Oh my gosh, you changed your mind? I love that. Let's talk about what you want to do now and where you are now in your life. So it just opens up such a huge opportunity for all involved. If you're navigating this shift, this letting go of dreams is not an easy part of the broken open process. I meet with clients and I work with them. This is one of the hardest parts. This is what we plan for. This is what we've invested thousands of dollars into. How dare they change their mind? Well, in the same way that we can change ours and do all the time. And when we do, we often find just a renewed sense of self. We can help our own children find that. So if you're navigating the shift, I'm sure you may need some help. Please reach out to us. We'd love to sit down with you and help you navigate this letting go of the dreams. It is a beautiful thing when we open up this part of our soul to our children and help them to recognize who they are, what they want, and that it's okay to make a change in their life. Until next time, let's keep creating systems where your family can thrive.